Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, here with my co-host Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the July software and design issue. As a reminder, the cover feature is written by authors from Altair, and they look at simulation-driven virtual prototyping of smart products. And they go through the whole design of a smart speaker system. They do the PCB design, then they look at the antenna and how it embeds in the PCB, and then look at the wireless coverage and even interference mitigation. So it's a complete system overview, great article to look at. It initially came to us, it was a very long article, so we put the full version online along with the shortened version that's in print.
Yeah, I thought one of the most interesting parts was sort of, as you mentioned, the interference between the Bluetooth speaker and the nearby Wi-Fi router and how they set that up.
Yeah, and on these platforms now, you can do all the simulation from PCB to device to system level.
Yeah.
So what do we have for products?
Well, we have a most valuable product this issue, very well deserved. It's the Release 16 of the Cadence AWR design environment. And this is really the first major release since the two companies combined, since Cadence acquired AWR. And so it's really got a cross-platform integration, the first that we've seen. So designers have a lot of features now, but even more important, I think, is an integrated workflow across platforms. So of course they can use AWR for MMIC and RFPCB design. They have Virtuoso for RFIC and 3D packaging, and then Allegro for printed circuit board and system in package. So a lot of design capability, and I think this release really shows the merits of why Cadence acquired AWR.
Yeah, it sure does. They really have covered everything.
Yeah.
So for tech briefs, we had one for waveguide cal kits for high precision for VNA measurements from Aravant. And we also had base station emulator testing for parallel devices from NOFS Technologies. So two good tech briefs there.
Yeah.
So turning to the news, I think we've covered everything in the issue now.
Right.
So GlobalFoundries, they announced a new brand and a new expansion of the New York facility. They're investing $1 billion immediately to increase the capacity by 150,000 wafers per year to address the IC shortage that's kind of worldwide. And then long term, they're going to build an additional fab in New York, and that'll employ an additional 1,000 people in that area. So that, it's really good that the state and the government has supported those fabs, because otherwise I don't think they would have done that well.
Right.
And another big news item was Integra Technologies announced the release of the first 100-volt GaN transistors. Very impressive.
Yeah.
These are doing 3.6 kilowatts with 70% efficiency for the avionics frequency. So very impressive accomplishment there. It'll be used in a lot of other applications. And then the next day, Teledyne E2V announced that they would offer high-rel versions of it, so mostly for airborne and space applications. So together, they're really going to cover all the different markets. And we did a nice video interview with them, and that's now on our homepage, so you can check that out. And it's also under Frequency Matters at videos.microwavejournal.com. So what did you see in the news?
So MixComm announced a 37 to 41 gigahertz antenna in package. It's a 4x4 array. It's got both polarizations, horizontal and vertical. So it's very impressive. They've actually, in this configuration, included the antenna with the IC circuitry. And then we also saw an announcement from MixComm with SiTune. The two companies are collaborating to do a complete RF chain. Basically, MixComm will provide either 28 or 39 gigahertz millimeter wave circuitry, and then SiTune has their IceWings analog transceiver, which will cover anywhere from 600 megahertz up to 7 gigahertz. So the MixComm signal at millimeter wave can be down converted to fit the SiTune analog transceiver, so you have a complete RF signal chain from the antenna basically down to your baseband. So very impressive there. Then one last thing I noticed, a lot of the carriers are starting to expand their low band 700 megahertz, 600 megahertz 5G networks because they can get more distance. They can also get better indoor coverage. And China Mobile is partnering with the China Broadcasting Network. That will be the fourth cellular operator in China. And I saw a release that they're preparing to buy 480,000 base stations before the end of the year for the low band, just the low band. So that's pretty impressive.
So turning to events, our panel sessions have been going very well. These are online monthly. We just did the one in July on the future of radar, EW, and communication systems. And so look for two in September. We're going to skip August because we have EDICon online.
Right.
And there'll be an ultra wideband precision location one and also another one of A&D coverage. I also want to mention our podcast. We just released Ted Rappaport in our RF Industry Icon series. And I usually don't give it away, but next month it's going to be Steve Cripps. So that's going to be a good one too.
Yeah.
And you can find those at podcast.microwavejournal.com.
Yeah, those are great interviews.
So how about our big online event coming up in August?
Well, you mentioned EDICon Online. It does start in August. It'll be every Wednesday in August. We start with basically 5G, Wi-Fi, and IoT for the first week. The second week, we go to PCB interconnect. The third week, we're back with radar, automotive, and satellite communications. And then we wrap up the month with signal integrity and power integrity. A lot of great presentations. Every one is 30 minutes in length, as you well know. So we encourage our viewers to check out ediconline.com, look at the program. You can pick which ones are most interesting and register, and it's free thanks to our sponsors, our industry sponsors. And I also want to make a plug for our subscribers. If you're not already a subscriber to Microwave Journal, that's free as well. You get access to the articles that Pat and I talk about on Frequency Matters, and you also get the archive of articles going back to the mid-2000s. So go to Microwave Journal website, microwavejournal.com, look for magazine, and there you can subscribe.
We give away everything.
That's right. Thanks to our advertisers and our sponsors, our very loyal sponsors. And speaking of which, we want to thank you for watching. Our sponsor for this episode is RFMW, a pure play technical distributor. They represent the leading RF microwave and millimeter wave companies with products that span semiconductors to interconnects, filters, everything. So for your next design project, start your search at RFMW. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.